Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
So, Terry, congratulations. I remember how excited you were when I called you to let you know that it was official, that you were being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And how does it feel today with the event so close and coming right up?
Well, I mean, I was excited just to be, you know, at the start before the voting started, but to actually be going to New York City on the, well, we're going on the 14th to do rehearsals, and then the 15th is the actual induction, and it's just, I don't know, I'm floating on air. It's just a dream come true.
Wow. So what actually happens the night of? What do you have to rehearse?
I don't know yet. I think we're kind of, the artists seem to be the last people to know. All I know is we're going there Sunday the 14th at lunchtime, get into New York, and then there's rehearsals and whatever that means. But I believe that me and the Hollies are singing two songs. I've been told that, but we don't know what songs we're singing. I think the halls seem to decide everything, but I don't mind. I don't mind.
That's great. So you get to perform, and then you're presented with your award. And who will be giving you the award?
Well, ours, the Hollies, are going to be inducted by Steve Van Zandt, the guy who's Bruce Springsteen's guitar player, I believe. And I think he was also in the, what's it called?
The Sopranos.
The Sopranos. I'm the only man alive who's not seen The Sopranos or The Simpsons. You know that. Yes, Steve's, because apparently he's been very influential in trying to get the Hollies in. He's been like championing our cause for years and years. But there's some other great presenters coming in. ABBA are going to be inducted by Barry Gibb and Robin Gibb from the Bee Gees. And then David Geffen is coming in as a non-performer, and he's going to be inducted by Jackson Browne. And then there's some fantastic songwriters. You know, they're non-performers, but Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, Ella Greenwich, I believe that's how you say it, and Jeff Barry, Jesse Stone, Mort Shuman, and Otis Blackwell. They wrote a lot of the Elvis Presley songs, and they're going to be inducted by the great Carole King.
So, Terry, what for you, what do you think it is about the Hollies' music that people love so much?
Oh, that's a good one. You always ask the good ones, don't you, Terry? You get me stumped there. I just think, you know, we were very much into playing, really singing really good songs. We were always very aware that there are great songs out there that need singing, and we were good at spotting songs in publishers' office. And, I mean, things like The Air That I Breathe and He and Heavy's My Brother, I mean, they're great songs. That people would have just loved to have recorded that instead of us. And also, you know, we were pretty good musicians and singers, and I don't know. I mean, we were just lucky in a sense that, you know, we were in the right place at the right time, obviously, the swinging 60s. But the longevity, I think, was down to the fact that we always, you know, were very careful what we recorded. We weren't too controversial either. We weren't, you know, there's things that people don't know about us that is controversial, but doesn't matter. We never hit the papers with it, you know?
Yeah, well, I guess it was a lot easier back then to sort of keep your private life private than it is today.
I would hate to be well, I think that some of the new bands, it's not so much the bands that it's like people like Tiger Woods and things like that. You know, they don't get a minute's peace. I wouldn't be able to stand having the paparazzi chasing me everywhere. And thankfully they don't. And I hope they ever will.
Yeah, absolutely. Terry, just take me back a little bit and tell me when it was that you joined the Hollies and how that whole thing came about.
I replaced Graham Nash, and of course Graham's going to be at the induction, and we'll be singing together, which would be nice. I replaced him in 1968 when he joined Crosby, Stills, and then obviously Young, which was the best break I ever got, because I loved the Hollies. I was like a fan, but I was also a friend of them as well, and I didn't really need to do any rehearsals with them because I knew all their music anyway.
Wow, that's great. Excellent. And now, I understand there's something special about the fact that you're from Liverpool.
Well, yes. I mean, I've checked this, and I hope no one's going to try and put me wrong on this, but I believe I'm only the fifth Liverpool-born musician to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I don't think it takes a brainiac to realize who the other four are.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And sadly, two of them are dead, so there's going to only be three of us alive, which is scary, really. You'd think there'd be more Liverpool people in there, but, you know, the Hall of Fame, they choose who they want, you know?
Yeah. Now, you were part of the whole the British invasion, and there were so many great bands who crossed the pond during that era. Were you guys all friends? Did you all kind of know each other?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were, you see, by the time everybody kind of, you know, the British invasion crossed the pond, as it were, you know, we'd been all playing for 3, 4, 5 years and basically on the same bill as people, meeting them in cafes after the show and clubs and stuff like that. The Kinks, for instance, Jerry and the Pacemakers, the Searchers, all these guys, we're all kind of friends, but we didn't used to hang out so much, but just would, you know, be in the same place at the same time type thing.
And now tell me what you're doing these days, Terry. You've been touring a lot, I know, but where are some of the places you've been and who have you hooked up with recently?
I've just come back from, you'll like this, up in Toronto. I've just come back from St. Martin and St. Kitts in the Virgin Islands, which was rather nice. And I did a show out there with my friend John Ford Coley from England, Dan and John Ford Coley. I did a couple of shows with Peter Noons, Herman's Hermits. But I did just basically North America. You know, I mean, I'm hoping to do, you know, come back and do some shows in Toronto as well. Because, you know, I love doing stuff up there. New York City, I go. Boston is a place I keep going back to all the time, and that's a great place.
Oh, I love Boston. It's a great city.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm playing at it's a huge Chinese restaurant that has a huge banqueting hall. And I've played there 3 times now, and the food is just amazing. So it's a double whammy, you know, do the show and then eat beautiful Chinese food.
Wow, sounds great. Sounds great. Now, Terry, what are the songs, some of the current songs in your repertoire?
Sorry, what was that?
What are some of the current songs in your repertoire that you
play? Oh, my act hardly ever changes, as you probably realize. I've honed it to, you know, to what I believe everybody wants. And so mainly it's the Hollies hits. You know, He Ain't Heavy, Long Cool Woman, Carrie Anne, Bus Stop, and Air That I Breathe. And I throw in a few little extra songs. I always sing the Bread song, Make It With You, because it reminds me of my good buddy who died, James Griffin from Bread. And, you know, I do Jerry's song, Jerry and the Pacemakers, Don't Let the Sun Catch You Cry. And I like to throw in a few songs that I like that, you know, I wasn't involved in, but that the audience still know.
Absolutely, and I think it really speaks to what you were saying earlier about writing good songs and recording good songs, and look at how people still love to hear them today.
Well, they bring back so many memories. I know He Ain't Heavy sometimes brings back sad memories because the number of people who come up to me, because I do a little meet and greets after the show these days, which is nice. Years ago, we were getting whisked away in limos. Now we get more chance to meet people, and we kind of hang around and, you know, do signings and stuff like that. But the number of people come up and say, when you did here in Heavy, I was crying because, you know, we played it at my brother's funeral and things like that. But, hey, it doesn't matter what memories, as long as it brings a memory and brings back a good memory of the brother, then it's fine.
Absolutely. And I imagine a lot of people who have lost some of our boys and gals across in the Army and the Navy, that's quite a popular song for them too, I believe.
Very much so. Well, it started off because when we first recorded it in 1969, you know, it was a Vietnam situation was still happening, so it became a Vietnam anthem. And I think still now, in fact, just today I was at the supermarket and there was 2 U.S. soldiers in fatigues. And I basically walked up and said, listen, we appreciate everything you do. And then they gave me their cards. I thought it was quite interesting. But anyway, I told them, I said, hey, just to let you know, I used to be in a band called the Hollies. We did He Ain't Heavy's My Brother. And they went, what? And they were really nice, you know. But I always do. I think the boys are doing a great job keeping our country safe.
Absolutely. Amen to that. So, Terry, you're going to have a great time, and congratulations once again on being inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What an honor.
Thank you so much, Gloria. I'm very, very proud.